This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on a fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low here. Yeah. Low, no, I'm talking about.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, CG United Insurance, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Laugh Fest, Naughty Johns, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Thursday edition of Talking Heads is on and popping right now. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. as we get into this long holiday weekend that's coming up, Laugh Fest weekend, and you know we got to start it off right out of the gate. All right, big up and congratulations to all four of the KFC Platinum Experience winners for Laugh Fest. You know, those winners and three of their friends are going to go get their laugh on at Laugh Fest 2022, the 15th annual. And they got that party bucket from KFC to enjoy. And of course, you know, last week we took names and got everybody registered. Today we did the drawing. And I'm proud to announce the winner of the Talking Heads Platinum Experience is none other than Al Seymour. That's right. The big fireman was the winner. So he's got his Platinum Experience. Him and six of his friends. Sorry, him and five of his friends going to go get their laugh on, have a couple of bottles to enjoy and be up close and personal and enjoy the show. Great show. Headliner Bodacious, fresh off tour with D.L. Hewley. Feature comedian Cisco Duran, Dasque, BJ, Shad Fur, yours truly. Funny local lineup and definitely, you know, the thing to do over this holiday weekend. All right, the 15th annual Laugh Fest, general admission 40, VIP 60. All right, available for you at the Fusion box office. Or online at FusionSuperplex.com. That's the only place you can get your tickets. At Fusion Box Office. Or online at FusionSuperplex.com. And listen, people. Friday show moving muy rapido. So if you had your eyes on Friday, well, you need to cop them tickets. If not, you might have to be looking at Saturday 7:30 or Saturday 9:30. Because Friday flying and Saturday starting to pick up as well. And people, you know how Laugh Fest go. Today is Thursday. You look up tomorrow, halfway sell off. Friday morning, Friday afternoon, gone. So get your tickets in advance. Limited seating per show, limited VIP per show. And it's open at Fusion, you know, in the theater. So it's absolutely off the chain. Perfect venue for comedy. So you definitely want to check it out. All right, big up to Fusion and the whole crew over there. Big up to all the sponsors for making it happen, for being on each and every year. You know what I'm talking about, KFC Nassau. John Shoes, Fine Threads. Big them up each and every time. And a special extra big up to Tropical Gyros and Chef Comer and the crew there. Like, Naughty, let's go. Let's go. We got to make sure a Laugh Fest happened this year. So they kind of, you know, made sure and partnered with me to make it happen to ensure that we do it. And, of course, you know, best gyros in all the land. So big up to Chef Comer and the crew. And like I said, we got some great little tidbits I'll tell you more about tomorrow as we get into it, because we got some slamming after parties coming up after Laugh Fest right out there at Fusion. So the place to be this weekend, all weekend long, Friday and Saturday, Laugh Fest 2022, the 15th annual, over there at Fusion Superplex. It's going to be all good. You definitely got to check it out. Tickets are going fast. You know how Laugh Fest go. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Get the Fusion box office. Get your tickets. Or get online. And it's real easy. FusionSuperplex.com. Click on movies. If you want to go to Friday show, click on Friday. If you want to go to Saturday show, click on Saturday. The time options are there. Select your seat. Get to the venue and get your laugh on. All right? So now you know all of that and all that goodness is out of the way. Now we can get into the show. Yeah. So, but look here. Look what I found in my pocket. I got one pair of Laugh Fest tickets left. Should I give them away or should I donate to them to somebody around here? Mr. Producer, you want these two tickets to Laugh Fest? I got an extra two. You want these two? And they go on. See, I give them to the producer right there. All he had to do is say, yeah, that's my producer. I got to make sure he's straight. So psych for those of you who thought y'all know. Now y'all got to get out to Fusion and grab your tickets, all right? I officially have no more giveaways. All the ones we gave away on here, gone. When we gave away on Dwight's show, gone. The other giveaways we did throughout the building on other stations, gone. Get to Fusion. Copy your tickets. And listen, one thing I got to say, big up to Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency. They said, listen, you know what? Normally we do more at the door on the show night. But guess what, man? We've been, you know, getting your support for 15 strong years. This year, no different. So if you don't happen to get them online, you don't happen to get them to the box office ahead of the show, and you want to show up the night of the show and try your luck to get a seat, we won't charge you extra at the door. Prices will remain the same. All right? So big up to Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency on that move. So, you know, it's all, you know, rounded into form. It's going to be one heck of a weekend, a very funny weekend. So you definitely got to check it out. 15th Annual Laugh Fest over there at Fusion Superplex. Friday, 9 o'clock show. Saturday, 2 shows, 7:30, 9:30. It's going to be all good. All right, now, take a quick break right here, right now. And on the flip side of the break, we'll jump on in. We'll check out the headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242. We'll check out the brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We'll check out the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes, was buzzing. We'll check out the global warming, we're seeing on the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. Then we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, of course, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. And, you know, toward the bottom of the hour, of course, Cuban Willie really makes a return, makes a cameo for his numerology report, all brought to you by The Island Game and Percy's Pension Plan. All that goodness still to come in the first hour right here at Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
It's regatta time again with Sand Dollar and the Rollville Development Association in Exuma for the 78th Rollville Regatta and Homecoming. All roads lead to Exuma, July the 28th through August 1st for Sand Dollar giveaways all weekend. Get ready for live performances, gospel night, battle of the DJs, boat sailing, mixology competition, and so much more. Come and hang out with the Sand Dollar team to learn about the Bahamian digital dollar. Use Sand Dollar at the regatta site to avoid having to worry about cash. Check out www.sanddollar.com. sanddollar.bs for more information about the digital dollar.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, episiotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with two thighs, three legs, and three whole wings, fried to golden perfection, plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food from real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads continues right now. 4:22 p.m. is the time on the Thursday. And it's time to get up into your headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. All right? You got the suits going on, all the accessories to go along with it. All right? Men's and boys. In addition to that, they got the shoes, the socks, all of that. Like I said, and all the accessories. Your tie tacks. Your cufflinks, your suspenders, your bow ties, your neckties, your pocket pieces. Yes, man. So for whatever occasion it is, Fine Threads got you covered. And don't forget, when you buy one men's suit or men's suit package, you're going to get a boy's suit package half off. All the details right there, finethreads.com, all right? And, don't forget, the 29th and 30th, you know, at Fine Threads, doing the big, huge sidewalk sale. That's right. They got the huge sidewalk sale going on the 29th and the 30th, Friday and Saturday, right there, top of the hill, Mackey Street. You don't want to miss out on that. The sidewalk's there. They'd be huge extravagance, big savings. Can't go wrong with that. All right? Mm-hmm. Anyhow, look like some of y'all Texas and your feelings today. I ain't got a giveaway to giveaway start to show y'all vaccinated. Y'all mighty. Oh, but let me congratulate some of the other winners, man. I got to pick up the KFC winners, man. I'll do that in the Global Woman. I'll do that in the Global Woman. We'll keep it going with the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844? Well, there's one that I cannot tell you where to lie. When I read it, it got to me. It humbled me. It made me hug my sons, hug my wife, and thank God. But there, for the grace of God, go you or I. But big, bold headline in today's Guardian story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. I'm not a father. Four-year-old was shot dead in his mother's arms. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man? Give me a minute. Let me turn it on the radio.
Well, turn it down a little bit there, Gardner. What's happening with you?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, what's in the news, now? This thing about the PM telling the poor people to hold on, you know, because of the economy. He needs to stabilize the economy.
Yeah, but I mean, wasn't it a little different?
All over the world, paying police officers millions of dollars, presumably.
I know, I mean, but the PM says economic stabilization is a priority.
Right.
But crime is still a pressing issue.
Right, and he's saying that you know, he's kind of admitting that poverty has something to do with the crime and asking them to hold on until he can stabilize the economy. But you know, and then the pastor talk about how the poor people should spend, how people should spend their money. But what about how the government should be spending our money now? Should they be traveling all over the world with entourage?
Well, listen, I always said that the public purse is our money. And right. It shouldn't be abused. Now, I get traveling to an extent that is beneficial, but to the point of it right now, no, sir. This looks like you on tour, like you're on a different destination every week.
What you traveling for? You know what I'm saying? And I got a brother living in the UK, and he traveled all over South America. South America was the region for companies that he worked for in Europe. You understand me as a manager and then and you know a man that job contracts and things and the like.
But you know something that galls me, Gardner. And you know, again, I'm no doctor, minister, apologist, or defendant, right? But I remember on the campaign trail, the PM and this administration, you know, didn't accept the fact that we were in a pandemic, continued to rear its ugly head. It was not stable. You know what I mean? And it was a worldwide situation.
Right.
However, now,
the economy.
And now in his address, the PM is saying, more importantly, we have to stabilize our economy, which we think we're on the way of doing. We have to be able to live with a pandemic that continues to wreak havoc, not just on our country, but on the world. So now, he who fears it knows.
No, that's a new day.
Well, where's the plan to make it happen?
You know, they like I said, they spending money like drunken sales.
Issues that stem from geopolitical conflicts that are impacting global supply chains. Well, hold on. You see, this is where I got to call time out. And we established the rules of engagement, right, Gardner? And we say that it can't work for the previous administration because they were using these same excuses as excuses but for them to be used. I'm saying it needs to be like basketball, right? If there's to be no undercutting, you understand what I'm saying? Or low bridging.
Right.
If you do it, it's a foul. Then when I do it, it needs to be a foul too, right?
Right, whether LeBron do it or you do it.
Whoever does the infraction. So now all of a sudden what I'm getting, as I said yesterday, because this honeymoon is starting to appear to be over in certain areas, that now we have to look at situations like this. Well, now, wait a minute. Why the posturing? Why the pontification? Because on the campaign trail, you had a solution. You had a plan. You had an answer. You were ready to go.
With Satan people and with platforms capping for these people. And then I listened to another place today, man, and this man, he had reason to cap for them, and he ain't no cap. About they giving contracts of millions of dollars, and he ain't saying nothing. No transparency.
Yeah, I mean, that was another thing that was brought up, accountability, transparency, and lack thereof, and so on and so forth. So, we'll see how it plays out, Gardner, because, you know, there's always saying sometimes, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. No, sir. I'm good. I'm good right where I am. I'm happy. I'm in a good spot.
Do that thing, they'll have to follow. You got to lead them by example. They're scared. But anyway, thank you much, man.
All right, my brother. Be safe, and always good to hear from you, Gardner. All right, but that's just one of the situations. Now, you know, continuing on with Gardner, said another big headline, economic stabilization is a priority, but crime's still a pressing issue. Well, hey, maybe if you stabilize the economy and more job opportunities for the younger generation that seem to be getting caught up in all these problems and violence on the street, maybe we'd go a different direction. I'm a still firm believer that if young men have an opportunity to make money every week, they're only trying to hit the mall, get them a new pair of jeans, new pair of sneakers, go out, take somebody out to eat, have something in their pocket, and have something for next week. Rewind and repeat. But they're too tired and from working, and then for the few moments they do have to socialize, they're going to maximize it because, you know, they got to go back to work to keep the cycle going. They don't have time to get into badness. They don't have time to get into foolishness. They're too tired. Or get them into sports. That's what tires them out too. Get them into something instead of this dead-end road that they're on. So, yeah, we need to stabilize the economy. At the same time, we need to stabilize the opportunities to get these youngsters off the streets and into something positive and effective, job programs. vocational schools and technical schools to train them and identifying early on what some of the problems are so we can steer them in the right direction. What happened to proper guidance counselors in school? Let's check out the text. Nor do you notice how these political parties damaging us early in their terms, then tax us to pieces so we can vote the other party in. No one should vote in the next election. Boy, that's a serious thought. But if nobody votes, what you got? And there is no opportunity for change if you do that. So you gotta look at it all the way around. That's a scary thought there, though, Texter. You're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't. Let's see what else made some headlines as we wrap up the headlines, all brought to you by Fine Threads. And this coming from Travis Cartwright Carroll, story in today's Guardian. Fernander, captain of human smuggling vessel, had prior conviction in the U.S. Now, this coming from our chief of police, Clayton Fernander. He said that the captain of the vessel, who we already identified, we did a background check, and he was charged for human smuggling in the U.S. and was convicted and spent 2 years. So hold on. If you know this man has been convicted of human smuggling, wouldn't it make more sense that, you know, upon his return and upon his release, not allow him to be anywhere near boats, jet skis, skiffs, dinghies, any type of flotation device, because he could try to put people on it and get them to Florida? Leopards don't change. So it tells me that if somebody did 2 years in jail for it before, in prison in the United States, and returns to doing it here, it must be lucrative, it must be beneficial to the smugglers, and it must be something that they're not really afraid of, or they got some sort of connection, or coverage, or air quote, friends looking out for them. Because if I get busted doing something, I'm pretty much not trying to return to doing the same thing. Because that obviously didn't work in the first place, especially, let me try to change my life, let me try to do something else. This is, you know, hey, I'm coming back. I'm going to return to do it. Because why? I'm not afraid of the penalties. I'm not afraid of the situation. And here it is again. It makes it seem like what we were famous for back in the day when they first really heard about the Bahamas. Piracy. Really? That's to be known for illegal activities and smuggling and all that type of stuff? That's where we go in? I thought it was expulsus paratus restitutus commercius or commercia. Anyway, you know, it just amazes me that the more things change, the more they stay the same. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Oh, yeah. The old people say you take the words right out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The more things change, the more they remain the same.
Yes, my brother.
You just come to us and ask, yeah, tell us if we get rid of the other fellas, if we could do this and if we could do that.
And now you're doing the same darn thing.
Did I say that or you said that?
I said it. I'm just commenting on what I'm reading
like
in the paper.
I sound like an echo. Sound like I'm talking in the mirror.
But Sparky, let me ask you a question. And when I say this with the most respect and admiration. I say it with no disrespect. But when I call you a grizzly veteran, you know, you're a veteran. You've been around plenty of battles. You've been in. So if me and you playing checkers and you could double jump my mind and eat, then I guess I could double jump your mind and eat, right?
You know.
So it can be that when I do it to you, you complain, but then when you do it to me, I must shut up? No. It's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
But not only that, when I compare, you know, in the old days, they say respect your elders. But now when I'm older than you, you're younger than me, but now you're my boss. But you're younger than me. But you ain't respecting me no more. I still your elder, right?
And see, a lot of people got to realize that when you're put in a management position, one of the key and primary things is when you go in with a staff, you got to remember, you got to please the internal customer first before you could ever please the external customer. Your team got to be on the same page as you, you know?
Yeah, but
and
I'm
buy saying, in. They can't be at odds because then you can never please your customer in the long run.
Yeah, but what I say is also, not even give me a moment here. I've seen politicians move from one party to the next party and became leader of the next party and prime minister. I've seen people who were known PLP from Pinland time, left the PLP, gone over to the FNM, became leader of the FNM and became prime minister, Others left from the PLP, became chairman of the FNM, and this and that and the next. Then they outdo the PLP, then they became government, and then they did the same thing the PLP was doing. Then the PLP come back and they run them out, and then you row with the PLP to get them out, and then you bring your PLP in, and then they start doing
and
the same thing.
Now you see why I say this like a movie, like Friday the 13th. You got like 13 or 14, you know, episodes of it. And in the end, somebody in a red mask or a yellow mask will show up and juck us. That's all.
Yeah, but
we can get slaughtered at some point.
Yeah, but what I'm
us, the voters, the taxpayers, because it always happens.
I don't want to stretch it, but what I'm saying is, and then when I help get you in there, and I fight so hard to get you in there, all of a sudden you change your telephone number. I can't contact you no more. I can't see you no more. You used to come around to my house and knock on my gate, come sit on my porch. I can't find you no more. The only one is in the House of Assembly. If I call your office, you're in a meeting. If you're in a meeting, you're on one plane going somewhere. You're flying up and down, but now I can't see you no more. Naughty, listen to this. Now, this happened today. Naughty, I've been calling a particular ministry from last week Friday.
You told me.
Last week Friday. So this morning, I begged somebody to come give me a ride. I say, I gonna get a ride to the ministry. I walk into the ministry, walk up to the receptionist. I said, ma'am, I've been trying to call you all from last week, Friday. She looked at me and said, Sparky, our phone's down. I said, well, let me ask you a question. We live in a country 21/7. We got a cable company. We got a telephone company. Y'all can't put an ad on the radio or the TV to say the ministry of so-and-so telephones are down? I got to get a ride up here to find out that y'all telephones are down? And you, the receptionist, just sit behind the desk a whole week, can't answer no phone, but you're getting paid? Hello?
I with you, Sparky. I listen because you said a lot of things, but everybody been saying.
At least put an ad in the papers or send something on the radio saying the telephone wakes or this and that are currently down. We're sorry.
Disperse and distribution, simple information, you know, a couple of reads on the radio, so on and so forth, announcement in the paper. That would have gone a long way. But
like this, a day of technology? When technology is right in your hand?
That's the God's honest truth. It's right there. I mean, you could send out a picture in 30 seconds of somebody with their head blown off because you think that's great. Well, send out pertinent information the same way. But I got to get to some other callers, Sparky. I appreciate you, man, always chiming in and doing it so candidly, man. Let me check the text lines. Naughty Woods Rogers was a pirate for the crown, so piracy is a matter of perspective. That's funny, it is, but when you look at it, piracy is still piracy, whether it's done by the pirates or whether it's done by the crown. Piracy is still piracy. That means we're getting robbed, raped, and pillaged. And we shouldn't. So it needed to stop. But that was a funny twist. I give you props on that. You made me snicker. All right. Now, we're going to get out of the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Thread. Slide into the... And I tell you, it was buzzing right now and popping in to talk with me, man. And let us know exactly what's going on. My good friend from Guardian Media and Guardian Radio and Star and Hot and every station around here. You don't care. You've been everybody business. Everybody cookie jar. My good friend, Mr. Paul Fernanda. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you very much for having me here, Mr. Naughty.
I appreciate you, man. And we got a busy weekend. Friday.
It's too much things happening this
plenty
weekend,
things
man.
Popping over there. First of all, over there at you got your happy hour going on.
We have Fish Fry Friday in Margaritaville.
In Margaritaville.
Yeah, it's $25 for general admission, and you can get a $55 entrance fee that allows you to have the buffet.
So you get it hooked up. Yeah. Get in
and
get
and
your grub
the
on.
And the Family Islands, we have the Rollville Regatta, and then you have the Cat Island Regatta. And people, if you go to Regatta, at least watch the race. Find out who win the A or B or C cup. Stop going out there and getting drunk and don't know who you any cup.
But that's the part of the whole thing. Regatta is about filling up your cup and racing to the bottom of your cup. You don't have to worry about any other cup. That's what friends are for. That's what smartphones are for. That's what video is for. People record you, Kapunkle up, in Exuma, having a good time at Regatta and filling up your cup, and that's how they go.
True. And then we have, of course, two nights of fantastic laughter, and that's... Laugh Fest,
man, the 15th annual. And Paul, you've been around we crossed paths a lot in our careers at different locations, but 15 years ago we started it. 2008, all right? No, a little bit before 2008. 2006, but it really, you know, blew from 2008. And then, you know, 2008 was the year where, you know, they told me, hey, man, why don't you fill in the morning show and promote this? Because, you know, Fatback is sick. And, you know, the rest is history. We lost Fatback and Vivica, and I had big shoes to fill. And that kind of, you know, the Lord just moved you how he's supposed to move you. So This show means a lot to me because it opened up a lot of doors from doing the first one. Blossom over the years, the 15th, you know, incarnation of it. And some of the major celebrities that we've had, you know, Gary Owen, Lil Duval, Wilson Vince, Joe Clear.
What's that lady's name? The one who's here at Breezes.
Who, Barbara Carlisle?
Plump one.
Or Coco Brown.
Yeah, she was pretty
solid. Coco Brown was off the chain. And then you had my girl, too. She just off of Saturday Night Live, too. Was big on Saturday Night Live for the last couple of seasons. Leslie Jones was off the chain good. And it's evolved. It evolved from the Crystal Palace Theater, which I think was awesome. And, you know, you got a regular caller. Jeff, who always calls in. It was big sounding lights down there, man. He used to take good care of me, man, and it was a great show, and it was a great room for comedy. Then, of course, we lost that, and we had some other incarnations. Atlantis has always held me down. But now, the 15th one, you know, here comes Fusion.
And I ran to the site. Oh, it was awesome. It is awesome.
It's beautiful, right?
Solid.
Perfect for comedy, man.
Perfect.
And we're going to have an awesome time with it. Glad to be doing things with Fusion and come out and support the thing because, you know, if we could get this right, then, you know, we'll have one a quarter for Fusion, all right? So you could thank Fusion and Wise Guy Entertainment, the Beam Agency, come together. You know, we put off Laugh Fest as usual. Probably get you one for October for Halloween. And then next year, full slate, starting in February with Love Fest. That'll be the 13th Love Fest in Valentine. Then we'll do something in probably May. Come back for Laugh Fest in July. Mm-hmm. Come back for October and call it a day.
So
it's an opportunity for the product to grow again. And what also I like too, Paul, is you were there when we first did it. We used to have to be like all American comics when I first started.
Yeah.
All. It should be like five or six deep. Like, yeah. But now.
We got three solid Bahamians.
And the Bahamian King, a comedy. So I mean, it's all good. So, and that's what I'm proud of, to see these guys evolve, to watch Dasquay going to do his thing, to watch BJ do his thing, to watch Shadford do his thing and incorporate the music with it. You know what I mean? And you know me, I got jokes, man. You know, my PLP friends, my F&M friends, we have a little political humor. And then, you know, we have some money humor too we got to talk about, especially, you know, if you've been married and you got kids and you've been through a pandemic and some are killing you and it's hard. And the lineup's awesome. Bodacious, he regularly opens for D.L. Hewley, so he's going to be a headliner. Feature comedian is Cisco Durant. And then, like I said, the Bahamian portion of the lineup is all good. So you definitely got to get out there. Tickets are available at Fusion, period. At the box office, you walk up and purchase, or you can purchase online at fusionsuperplex.com. General admission 40, VIP 60, and they're going fast. And Paul, I tell you, ain't nothing like a Laugh Fest weekend.
Nothing like it.
It's a solid situation. I know you can be out there, what, Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm coming Saturday night.
You know how you do it. And you can be dressed to the nines and all that.
I know about all of that.
But Porsche, you got to, because Porsche could be looking good. So you got to look good. That's how that go.
But the lights are dim. It's dim, so nobody can
but
see.
But the lobby bright, though.
There you go.
So big up to Johansi and Abner and the crew over there at Fusion. And like I said, it starts off this weekend with Happy Hour Fish Fry Fridays over at Margaritaville. And then when you finish with that, you could catch, by 9, if you finish, you could still catch Laugh Fest on a Friday night or Saturday night, 7:30, 9:30. And this is how you get your tickets. Fusion box office, drive up, walk up, swim up, crawl up, do whatever. Like you're buying a movie ticket. That's how the ticket. You're good to go for Laugh Fest. If you do it online, it's real easy. Fusionsuperplex.com. Click on movies. Click on Friday for the Friday show. Click on Saturday for the Saturday shows. Purchase online. Get your tickets online. Come get your laugh on at the 15th annual Laugh Fest. There you go. And I appreciate you stopping by. Oh, we got a couple people texting in. Naughty, there are regattas. Please tell us where the regattas is. Tell Paul to bring us up to snuff where the regattas are. Where's the next set of regattas?
Well, the next set of regattas this weekend, Rowellville, that's in Exuma. And then, of course, you have the Cat Island Regatta, which is in New Bight, Cat Island. They're the two next regattas. After that, then it's the North Eleuther Regatta in October.
Naughty, great show as usual. Ask Paul which island has the best regatta. And Mitch Regatta has the best food and prettiest woman, and not necessarily in that order.
Okay, if I was to say which is the best regatta, between Rowellville and the National Regatta. But now the prettiest, solidest regatta that I mean, you could really in Staniel Key. It's because the plane lands right on the beach, and it's a really awesome sight to see. That's a beautiful regatta.
Wow.
Now, women and things like that, all Bahamian women look good, so I can't say who has the prettiest women. In terms of food, all the islands cook good.
Exuma got some good grub.
They have the lady who used to make that crack conker in Nassau Village. She teaches everybody in Exuma.
Castaways?
Yeah.
Wait, she's still around?
No, Miss Ferguson died, but everyone in Exuma knows how to make that kind of conch.
Castaways conch is the best conch ever.
Melts in your mouth.
I will swim to Exuma for that juice.
There's a lady in Nassau who used to work for Miss Ferguson.
Right in Chippenham.
No, she moved. She moved out to Vincent Road, but she still does it just like how Miss Ferguson
did. Yeah, that was some good stuff. Naughty, Asphalt, which island got the most mangrove woman on regatta site?
Long Island.
Long Island, there you go. That's what I think you wanted to say. All right, so we're going to go to the break, right to break. We'll check out the global warming, the scene of the planet in 60 seconds. And let's check in with my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and what's good at Dunkin'. And I get you Cuban Willie's numerology report. All coming up on the flip side of the break right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today. Also, finger-licking good.
George, shoes and accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johns is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with Johns' great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. Johns also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
When faced, sir, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extras at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/caribbean.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island. D on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Massey United is now CG United, a member of the Coralisle Group, a leading regional insurance provider. At CG United, our dedication to our clients and commitment to providing quality products and services will continue to be at the center of everything we do. Two regional insurance companies have now combined experiential strength to serve you with the same people-first mission which we have had for generations. CG United remains committed to you, our clients and partners.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sip an ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency in association with Tropical Jam 15th Annual Laugh Fest. Laugh now, cry later. Live at Fusion Superplex. Starring your headliner, fresh off tour with D.L. Hughley and backed by popular demand, Bodacious. Get ready for your feature comedian, Cisco Duran.
I'll tell you right now, that's what fat people do, okay? Fat people look at other fat people and we judge each other, all right? I saw the way you looked at me when I got on stage. Like, you looked at me, it was like, oh my God. Hey, baby, I'm not that That right, Jesus Christ.
And get ready for some of the 242's funniest comedians, Das Quay, BJ, and Shad Fur, all hosted by the Bahamian King of Comedy, Naughty. Two big shows, Friday, July 29th, and Saturday, July 30th, at Fusion Superplex. General admission, $40. Limited VIP, $60. Tickets go on sale Monday, July 18th, at Fusion Superplex. Laugh Fest 2022, brought to you by the Platinum sponsors, Fronty Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads continues right now, and it's time to get up into the global warming machine of the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Sorry, listen to me. KFC Nassau. Naughty Johnny's coming to the 5 o'clock hour. All right, the global warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, whether you like it hot or original with the original recipe burger, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude. Enjoy the extra large 100% white meat filet for 100% flavor. For a limited time, enjoy one of our KFC signature sandwiches with fries for only $7. That's how it's done, and it's finger-licking good. All right. And don't forget, KFC drive-thru's open till midnight for you to get your finger-licking on. All right, let's check out what's heating up the planet. Like I said, in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And boy, we got a lot to talk about today. Where do we start? A lot of things popping off. Like I said, it's the 28th of July. Things flying through. Things flying. July flew by. Once we get through Laugh Fest, we get into August. And then once you know August is here, mark the 31st on your calendar. Because August 31st, the most single most important day on that calendar next to Christmas Day. There's Christmas, then there's August 31st. And that's my birthday. That's how that works. And some people do it for a week. I celebrate it for a month. Because I'm an only child, and I love me like that. No denial whatsoever. All right, let's jump on in. Where do we go? Where do we start? Some funny stuff here today, I swear. I don't know if I should read some of these stories. But anyway, no one won the Mega Millions lottery Tuesday night, so Friday we're looking at a jackpot worth $1 billion. And my Dr. Evil voice, $1 billion. Billion. If I was to hit that $1 billion, I could honestly tell you all, me and MJ, and we out. We're going to do some charitable, philanthropic work. We're going to make sure our family's straight. Then we're going to tell the rest of the world to kiss my booty, and then let me just go live life. And I will love myself. Yes, indeed. Y'all see me like build something in the Himalayas and just disappear. Like Ice Cube disappeared in Oregon, I'll disappear in the Himalayas. Let my beard grow. When you see me, you think I'm the gun. Yeah, oh, Naughty, that's you. You let yourself go. Yeah, but I'm a billionaire, sucker. Shut up. That's how it is. I would not check. Netflix has greenlit two new projects in the Grey Man's cinematic universe. Ryan Gosling will return as Court Gentry for the sequel. Shawn Mendes has canceled all upcoming tour dates to take time I've never taken personally and focus on my mental health. All right, that's what he was quoted as saying. And if you need to do that, Shawn, do it. A big pink diamond of 170 carats has been discovered in Angola and is claimed to be the largest such gemstone found in 300 years. A new single from Selena Quintanilla is slated to drop this week, almost three decades after her death. Wow. Let's see what that. Tuesday, Virgin Atlantic flight from London to Los Angeles had to divert to Salt Lake City due to an unruly passenger who was detained by fellow passengers and crew members on board. All right. And Grateful Dead founding member Bob Weir and his group Wolf Bros plan to tour this fall. All right, that's a wrap right there on your global warming. Was heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. Let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And as I do, let me remind you people that, hey, it's all about Dunkin' and it's all about the iced coffees. And you know about the butter pecan, but listen, try the new cake batter signature latte. All right, it combines rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor for a party in every cup. It's all good. It's waiting on you. All right, at your favorite Dunkin' location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street, Carmichael, the newest location, and two out at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin', because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. And listen, you know, I as I take my coffee break, I got to remind you people, please, 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 know how it's going down this weekend. It's a busy weekend, a lot of things popping, but listen, all roads lead to, you know, on Friday night, you set it off with Fish Fry Fridays out there in Margaritaville, then you get over to Laugh Fest, or you check out Laugh Fest on Saturday, 7:30 and 9:30, and then you got Monday, which is a holiday. So we're going to come in on a short week. But remember, like I always tell you, as you get into the holiday weekend, all work and no play makes you a dull person. Okay? All play and no work makes you broke. So you got to find a happy medium. Well, find a happy medium this weekend. But just don't come in here on Tuesday talking about, oh, I'm hungover and it's a short weekend. Yeah, because it's August. You can't be dragging in August because August is my birthday month. The 31st is my birthday. I think we'll have a grand party on air. Are we on air the 31st? What day is the 31st of August? Can somebody find out for me, please? Okay. What day is it? A Wednesday? Ooh, man, we need to have libations on that day. You know the KFC straight. You know we're going to have buckets, plural. But I think we need to have a few cocktails. Yeah, man, I think that's in order. Get some old number 7 in here. Get some Beano for the soft drinkers. Couple of brewskis for the beer lovers. Gotta have some rum, because you know, there are rum barrels everywhere. And then maybe some gin and some vodka, because there's always a hoghead gin drinker out of nowhere. And then, you know, we got to break out the dominoes because I got to see who's good on the domino table. Because we could do it. You hear that? We could play it right here, on air. Let me duke a couple of y'all, a Boston couple of y'all. That's what I need to do. You need to let Sheldon play so I could send him right to Boston with his stinking Celtics. That's what I need to do. So, yeah, Wednesday the 31st, Chris, circle it on the calendars. We're going to, and we'll make it happen. We'll try him in. And, you know, hey, listen. And it ain't just KFC. We have BK. We have Dunkin'. You know I got to hit up Naughty Johnny's. My God. Chef Carpenter, no. Tropical Gyro, stop it. We're going to have a smorgasbord of food in here, you know. So we have to have cocktails to wash it down. That's the, you know. Now, that being said, let's get to the news. And on the flip side of the news, we'll be into the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking sports right here at Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Oh, and special announcement for all of you ticket winners. Get your tickets tomorrow right here at Guardian Radio, and I'll give you your roll call of winners, all right? Victoria Stubbs, you're a winner, winner, chicken dinner, courtesy of KFC. Get your tickets tomorrow right here at Guardian. Shanique Hanna, you're a winner. Get your party pass right here at the Guardian. You're one of my other big winners. All right? And, of course, you know we got Rod Cargo. He needs to come and collect his prize. And finally, last but not least, these were all my KFC winners, you know, my KFC Platinum Table winners. And, of course, you know, Al Seymour was the big Platinum Experience winner right here from Talking Heads. But got one more winner as well. Where's the text with that other winner's name? I want to make sure I get everybody straight. Give me one second. All right. And Godfrey Brennan, you're my last winner. All right? So there you have it. Those are my four KFC winners, because he won this morning on Dwight's show. So those are my four KFC winners. You and three of your friends going to go have your platinum experience over there at Laugh Fest. You can collect your tickets for the show at The Guardian tomorrow. Just bring ID. You'll also get your party buckets. And then, of course, in addition to that, the platinum experience winner right here on Talking Heads. I'll see more come. You got you and your five friends. So you're coming for your six tickets and all your goodness that is for Laugh Fest. All right? So the comps are in my hand. All ticket winners and all comp winners. Y'all will be straight. Y'all know where to collect your tickets. All right? And like I said, get your tickets now, people. FusionSuperplex.com or the Fusion Box Office. We're looking like another lock-off, block-off, sell-off. You know how Laugh Fest go. We'll be back at you talking ads, talking sports on the flip side of the news in the 5 o'clock hour right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
There it is. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got the nerve. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I learned. Your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear, cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, CG United Insurance, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Central Bank, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Laugh Fest, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads continues right here, right now, on the Thursday edition. 5:10 p.m. is the time. Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And, of course, you know, we're going to set off, you know, the 5 o'clock hour like we do with Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Then we'll chime in with Earl and with Peter. We'll get them in on the Zoom right when I'm done this. But, like I said, it is about today, Thursday, July 28th, 2022. And today in sports history, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well, weather trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. I think I need to go get me one stew fish Saturday morning. Yeah, because I believe I'm going to be tear right up Friday night, getting it all the weekend out of the Laugh Fest, night one. I got to be ready for night two. So I got to put the foundation in the Johnny's. All right? Well, weather trip, like I say, to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Okay? Yes, Purdy, I see you, man. We got to zoom you in 2 seconds. But today, let's just get through today in sports, because it's not that long. Not too much happened on Thursday, July 28th in the annals of sports history. And don't forget Happy Hour every Friday and Saturday, every Wednesday and Friday. Sorry, every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's. All right? Happy Hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. All right. In 1991, on this day, July 28th, Dennis Martinez of the Montreal Expos pitched the 13th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. Dennis Martinez was a pretty good one. 1994, Kenny Rogers of the Texas Rangers pitched the 14th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. How ironic. 1991, Dennis Martinez of the Montreal Expos pitched the 13th perfect game in baseball history. 3 years to the day, to the date, Kenny Rogers The Texas Rangers pitched the 14th perfect game in Major League history. And on the same date in 2002, Lance Armstrong won his fourth straight Tour de France. Sports quote of the day, you got to be careful if you don't know where you're going because you might not get there. Yogi Berra. Yogi had some of the great quotes of all time. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Now let's go to the Zoom. Let's welcome in Earl the Pearl. Let's welcome in Peter Raheem for the Thursday edition. And I'm good. I know I put in. Go on about it. So let's just get it out of the way. Yeah, my Yankees lost last night. Your Dodgers won. There you go, Pearl.
No. If you can let me do it right. Your Yankees got swept in the Subway Series. Let's get that right.
But didn't your Dodgers get swept by a lowly team early in the year and I didn't even throw salt in your wounds?
No. See, that's a lowly team. That's not the Mets Yankees Subway Series. That's not the Dodgers Angels Freeway Series. That's not the Crosstown Series of the Cubs and the White Sox.
You're going to be a douche about this, aren't you?
That's not the Dodgers Giants. That's not the Yankees Red Sox.
Wait. Is anyone picking the Mets to go to the World Series?
It's the bragging rights for New York City.
Which means what? Nothing in the grand scheme of things. Okay,
please,
so...
You be quiet over there. All right, let's get away from that. How many wins the Yankees have now?
I know we got a shiny new outfielder. That's what I'm talking about.
Who are you talking about? Biantendi from the Kansas City Royals? You talking about Biantendi from the Royals?
Yeah, he's got vaccinated today. What are you talking about, Earl?
That's 2 more weeks still.
He still says he's going to get vaccinated, so there's no he can't play in Toronto.
When
he comes to play for the Yankees, you got to get it right, my boy. But them small little teams like the Royals, you can mess up with your vaccination.
Hey, what happened? What easy are you talking about the Kansas City Royals now, okay? Because George Brett was my favorite player, and I got a little fond place in my heart for the Royals, so don't go there.
Oh, I understand, but notice I said lowly blue teams. There are other blue teams out there.
Hold on 1 minute, Peter.
When you go to the big city, New York, you know, New York, we ain't like, you know, East Coast, Eastern Standard Time, my boy. Big time. Financial capital, big time. We ain't worried about earthquakes and things. We big time in over there. You got to get your vaccination straight because when you put on the pinstripes, you want to make sure you play as many games as those pinstripes as you can. You know, especially this year when a boy is one of the missing pieces, a left-handed bat. And now we got Rizzo as a left-hander. We got a naughty, please help me because I cannot pronounce his last name to save my life. Benintendi, how do you say that? Yeah,
Benintendi, that's what I heard them say when he played for Kansas City.
He's batting 320. Rizzo's batting 223. Hicks is a switch hitter. He's at 243. A Gonzalez shortstop, I think he's 266. Ed Carpenter is 307. All those are guys who can hit left-handed. So all of a sudden, that heavy right-handed, the Yankee lineup that everyone was saying, oh, you can't win with that lineup. And now it's a lot more balanced. So making us that much more dangerous, my boy. That's right. So,
you're telling me today because you got Benintendi, you're a better team today?
Boy, look here, Earl. I think Benintendi is a good addition for the Royals. I mean, addition for the Yankees from the Royals.
It would have been an excellent pickup for you. If you still had Stanton. Stanton gone right for the season. He's only replacing him. You're only building, you're only getting stronger. You just making sure
Hold on. What was the final?
Stanton's gone. Stanton's coming back.
What was the final verdict on Stanton's injury?
He has an Achilles problem. They just ain't tell y'all he ain't coming back yet. He has an Achilles problem. He's gone to the middle of September. All right, watch. Just how you told me. That y'all way out front, we'll never catch y'all. You got 66 wins. We got 65 wins. Keep playing baseball, brother.
Excuse me, Naughty.
Earl, but see the difference is? You play in a crappy division. You play in a pretty decent division. And listen, Earl. The Yankees have been holding this 11 and 13 and 16 and 17 game lead the whole entire season. The Dodgers is just starting to run away from the pack because some of them same teams were just nipping at your heels a couple of weeks ago. But my point to you is this. July ends on Monday. August is a new month. Yankees do well in August and into September. Once we get through July, we'll be fine. We kept our head above water. We treaded water. We did a typical July swoon, but hey, when you're 14 to 15 games in front of the closest team, you could afford to take a few losses. So we've done that. Now we need to realign, refocus, get some of the younger leagues because we got some arm fatigue going on, and look at creatively getting back to playing consistent baseball going into the playoff run. If not, it will be another one-and-done first-round exit for the Pinstripes. I'm a realist.
Excuse me, Naughty. Are there some trade rumors out there for Yankees get some more pitching? Am I right or wrong on that?
And
we can give up anything,
pitchers the Yankees are looking at, Castillo and all that, so are the Dodgers, so are the Cardinals, and so are the Mets.
And the Yankees
it's a race for them.
The Yankees gave up what? A Coke and a bag of chips for a minor league system pretty much intact. So let's go.
You gave up a Coke and a bag of chips. I hope you give up that Coke and a bag of chips to get someone else.
What did they give up for Benintendi, though? What honestly did they give up?
I really don't know.
A couple of minor league prospects. Nothing big. We still got Dominguez from the outfielder. He's still there. We didn't give up much because this is last year. Next year, he's a free agent, so the Royals couldn't get much anyway.
All right. Well, listen, the Yankees on, they have Cincinnati Reds pitcher Luis Castillo.
Castillo. That's a good name, Castillo.
They have also been in discussion with the A's about Frankie Montas.
Yes.
The only team is about four other teams.
Here's one that I like. The Miami Marlins, Pablo Lopez, is definitely a possibility. I like that one.
You have a better possibility than him, yes.
I think that's a good move, man. Castillo could be a major addition after earning his second career All-Star selection. The 29-year-old had a 2.86 ERA, a 1.071 whip to start 2022, both of which would be a career high. Montas has been nearly as productive with a 3.18 ERA and 109 strikeouts in 104 innings. Following up a year, we finished sixth in the voting for the Cy Young. So that's another good look right there. I like Montas, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, Castillo, Montas is good.
Castillo is strong too as well. So we'll see where it goes. And who knows? Maybe you could add one of them to Gerrit Cole and Nestor Cortes, a totally different breed of animal for the Yankees. They could definitely make a run with that.
I was reading the analysis of the trade. This is how they close out. However, the move certainly does not vault the Yankees into favorite status, and the team has plenty of questions that need to be addressed. Simply put, all is not well in the Bronx right now, even though the 66 and 33 Yankees are sit with the American League best record. The Yankees are 8 and 12 in the last 20 games.
I told you, July, they stink up the joint.
But that's what Naughty already said.
You did stink up in July, but you lost the two teams you're going to have to face later. Maybe you have to face definitely the Astros, and maybe you have to face the Mets in the World Series if that happens. And you all look weak against those two teams.
The Mets in the World Series? So the Mets are going to beat you all?
The Dodgers' problem is we look weak against weak teams like the Nationals and all of them. But when the big teams come, that's we smash them up. And that's our problem. We've lost the lowly teams.
Oh, boy.
But when the record speaks for itself. You can say, oh, boy, you're war, Peter. The record speaks for itself. We don't lose to the big teams like yours.
Earl.
Well, guess what? We got some pitching in that Benintendi trade, you know, Earl. When you look at it, you know.
It's a good move. It's a very good move. It's a big move for you.
The Royals end up getting Chandler Champlain and Becky Wade, two right-handers, and they got a sneaky Sekema from the Yankees organization. Yeah. And that lefty is a sneaky addition right there. And you know the Royals like pitching, and that's right up the Royals' alley. Remember a couple of years ago, they traded some talent for young pitching, and that's what won them a World Series. Got them to two straight World Series, as a matter of fact. Remember the rotation of the Royals, how lights out it was?
Yeah.
and had a few good rotational players.
Offense wins you games. Pitching wins you World Series.
Right, and they had...
And if you look at across the board, that's happened. Offense wins you games. Pitching wins you World Series. And the Yankees
that's
still
not always true. That's not always true. That's not always true.
All right.
The best staff give me an example.
Braves, Atlanta Braves. Best staff for almost a decade. When we got one ring out of it. So is that all? You need a balanced team.
All right, we got a text to chime in.
Let's look at who won World Series and see how they won them then. Don't look at who didn't win. Look at who won World Series and see what happened in each time. You have a key pitching experience at every World Series.
Here's one off the text lines. All right, the Yankees got swept two games by the Mets. What's this on going anywhere? Get yourself together, bro.
You said this to me when we were 59 wins and you guys were at when we were at 54 wins and you guys were at 60.
Why are you
talking?
Celebrating
I'm
that?
Gonna keep right. talking. At the end of the day, we can see. Keep who's talking. We can run you down.
Who's celebrating regular season wins?
Oh, 27 World Series. We got 27 World Series. Oh, we got 27. What you got in 2022 is what counting right now
in
baseball.
Earl, you do realize that y'all have lost more World Series than the Braves have won?
So what does it matter?
Okay.
You've been in far more than the Braves as well.
Okay. But Peter, you can't. Peter, you can't really compare. Listen, you can't really compare.
The Yankees.
You can't really.
The Yankees.
The Dodgers good for.
So has the Boston Red Sox. So has the. Come on, man. Don't try that.
But hold on. You really can't make an analogy with the Atlanta Braves because, I mean, how many times did they win the division and get kicked out in the first round or choke in the playoffs? And when they did get to the World Series, choke there too.
Okay.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, you may be talking Dodger futility when it comes to winning World Series and the fact that the Yankees dominated them, especially when they were in Brooklyn for a ton of years. But I can't tell you a word of lie. Atlanta... It's kind of similar to that, too. Another perennial great team win that NL West and lose.
With can you name the Hall of Famers on that Braves pitching staff?
Man, you had Glavin, you had Maddux, you had Smoltz, and you had Merker for three right there for sure. That was decent for a long period of time. And we all know that there was Glavin, Smoltz, and Maddux was the top three dogs, and they'd always put in that fourth starter, whoever it was, and they'd become famous also.
And the all starters would give you six innings at least every night. So it wasn't like the bullpen was overworked. The bullpen was just chilling. And with all that pitching, what? One World Series, right? And,
Peter, see, you're trying to justify bull crap. I'm saying those
what am
who
I justifying?
Won, listen to me, Peter. Come on, Peter,
just
listen.
The greatest staff of all time.
Oh, God. Peter.
All right, let her chime in, Peter.
Those who have won World Series, look at the conditions. Look at this. What happened in that World Series. Everybody has won a World Series, have had key pitching incidences or pitching elements to win that World Series. You can come stories with the fellow with the blood on the ankle. You can have all kinds of stories about this baseball pitching, weak pitching. Yes, we've had some batting experience, Reggie Jackson, stuff like that.
Weak pitching? Oh. Excuse me, Earl. I believe the statement is pitching wins championships. So, by that statement, I can extrapolate the team with the best pitching staff in the World Series, more often than not, wins the World Series. And the Braves win how many times?
So but I'm they didn't have it every year, Peter. They had it 1 or 2 years. That's the beauty of baseball. Beauty of baseball is most of the people in baseball at the same basic talent level. It all means who be able to put the mechanics, get their head together. That's the beauty of baseball. You can have the best record like the Giants, 107 wins, and get beaten in the playoffs. That happens.
But there was no beauty of baseball. The Braves had the best staff, hands down. It wasn't a year-to-year thing. They had the best staff, hands down, on this team. What is
they
why
had the best staff, hands down, for that year or two. Yes. You have other teams who had the best staff. And look at it. Oh, God, Peter, you start. Look at last year, what team did? What was the key
Peter,
element
sorry.
In that World Series?
Sorry.
The year before
Earl.
That.
I'm sorry. Earl, what year or two? Glavin, Avery, Maddux, Smoltz dominated for almost a decade.
Yeah, almost a decade. That Braves rotation was wicked. That was lights out.
They was deadly. It was wicked. Whoa, it didn't matter what night who was there. You was gone. If you was on a you was on a 15 game hit streak, so, it was over.
Let me rephrase what I let me say the statement again. All bats win you games, pitching wins you World Series. Put the whole story together. Don't put half of it out there and make it sound as if I wasn't talking sense.
The phone lines, we got a caller chiming in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, it's the Yankee himself.
What's going on, my brother? What you got for us today?
Hey, listen, I agree with the other, the new panelist. He's saying the right thing. And I agree with Pearly that pitching do win games because it happened against us in 2001 with the Devil Rays. But the Braves are the best pitching staff for about 10 dominant years.
Agreed.
A lot of Braves are the best pitching staff from at least 10 years in the 90s.
But listen, I'll put up a staff, you know, that our Yankees had that pretty much rivals them. And while they were together, they were pretty decent. I'm talking about when we had Andy Pettit, David Cohn, David Wells, and Orlando El Duque Hernandez on the mound.
We had a good pitching staff. But what I'm saying is that the Braves, I can tell you, even I love the Yankees, the Braves had a better pitching staff than us. But our pitching staff
was monster.
At the time when it needed the most, our pitching staff, the Pettit and those, they get the job done in the World Series. But I can tell you unequivocally that the year we beat that lot of Braves, they still had a better pitching staff than us. But our pitching staff was severe. And we came out victorious. Atlanta's only won one World Series, what I could recall in 95.
Yeah, and Greg Maddux and Glavine and Smoltz used to get him there. And like I said, they always used to rotate the fourth starter. And that person would become a star just being in the fourth rotation.
Right. And one of the best World Series that the Braves was in was during the 91 World Series when they played Jack Morris again. Jack Morris dominated the Braves and then the World Series, but it was an exciting one.
You mean when Jack Morris was with the Tigers?
Yeah, Jack Morris. He was, I think, was it Detroit Tigers?
Morris won a World Series in 84 with the Tigers for sure.
Yeah.
Later on, when he played the Braves, he was playing for Minnesota when they did that. They had traded for Jack Morris and he was
right,
now a Minnesota
exactly.
Twin.
Well, yeah, it was Minnesota. And that was an electric. That was quite a good World Series. But I think the greatest World Series I have ever seen. I know about the one in Yankee Stadium and the rest. But the one that I have actually seen was the 75 World Series with the Mets and Red Sox. That was by far one of the most exciting.
You talking? Hold on. You talking about 75 and Tommy Agee made the catch in the outfield?
Right. You remember Carl Yastrzemski, the backstop?
Carl Yastrzemski, yeah,
the
man.
Three-run shot to tie the series at 3-3, and send it to Game 7.
But didn't the Mets have a certain pitcher by the name of Nolan Ryan on that squad, or was it Tom Seaver?
Seaver.
I believe it was Tom Seaver.
Yeah, it was Seaver.
Yeah, I believe it was Seaver.
Tom Seaver. Nolan Ryan's with the California Angels.
Yeah.
Right. It was Seaver.
Yeah. But what the other panelists are saying, I back him on that. I always say, boy, the Braves pitching staff is so dominant. I mean, it was, when you're talking about Smoke and Maddux and them fellas, man, listen, that three combination, the only time I saw a pitching staff that was more dominant than them was the Baltimore Orioles.
Listen to this, man.
They 420 game winners.
Listen to this and listen to this lineup, man.
Yeah.
From them 75 Mets. Tom Seaver, Jerry Koosman, Ed Cranpool, Bud Harrelson, the Hawk, Cleon Jones, Tug McGraw, John Matlack, Craig Swan, Wayne Garrett, Rusty Staub, Bob Apodaca, John Stearns, Dave Kingman. Dave Kingman was on that 75 Mets team that won a championship. Ron Hodges, Johnny Milner. You remember John Milner?
You mean the 86 Mets league?
No. I'm talking on the 75 Mets.
75 Mets won the World Series in 75?
No, we were talking about the 75 Mets with Tommy Agee, correct?
was talking about the Boston.
Cincinnati won the 75.
Won the 75 World Series, but you were talking about the 75 Mets, the members of that Mets team in 75. And I'm telling you that Tom's definitely a big part of that.
Yes, I agree with you. Wholeheartedly, I agree with you. But I was just saying that one of the best World Series I've seen, and what I saw with my eyes, apart from the Yankees, Thrillers in 77 and 78, it was that same series in 91 with Jack Morris.
Yeah.
That was awesome against Atlanta Braves. That was lights out. Him, Jack Morris, and Smoke went 9 scoreless innings on each side.
Competition
you're talking about.
They did.
That was Jack Morris, the left fielder or the third baseman? What position he played?
Pardon me?
What position he played? Was he the left fielder? What position he played?
I'm talking about Jack Morris, the pitcher.
Pitcher. Yes. Pitching. There was a pitching moment in the World Series, right? That was another great pitching moment in the World Series, right? Hershiser in 88 and some others. I just was just checking these things out, you know. Like Glavin in 91. Yeah, go ahead. Carry on, please.
Yep.
Gents, I just want to let the record show something. You kind of dismissed me a little bit earlier. But when I was talking about that Mets squad, and I said that the Mets had Tom Seaver and Nolan Ryan on the squad, they did at the same time. That's the 1969 Mets that I was referring to that actually won the World Series. And you know, you had Tommy Agee, you had Ron Swoboda on that team. You know, those are some of the names that jump out. And Nolan Ryan was actually a pitcher on that squad.
That was the Miracle Mets.
The Miracle Mets. Tommy Agee, Don Clendenin, Jerry Guzman, Nolan Ryan was another one. You had Ron Swoboda, Ed Cranpool, Buddy Hawk Harrison, Don Cardwell, Tug McGraw, Al Weiss, Gary Gentry, Wayne Garrett.
When you're talking about Nolan Ryan, you're talking about by far one of the greatest pitchers that ever hit the mound, because he pitched 8 no-hitter more than Santi Koufax. He's in the record book.
Watch yourself now. You taking on Sandy Koufax, one of the big Dodgers, boy. You don't want Purdy to get fired up, you know.
Yeah, I got them fired up.
I don't mind. No. That argument with Nolan Ryan and Sandy Koufax is a legitimate argument. I accept.
Nolan Ryan had a no-hit against the Dodgers, doing that eight no-hitters. He no-hit the Dodgers.
Well, I'll tell you something. Nolan Ryan was famous for no-hitting people, but I'll tell you, some of Nolan Ryan, he was a big hitter in his own right. Just ask Robin Ventura. He climbs upside his head one time. You remember that? You remember when Robin Ventura charged the mound against Nolan Ryan?
That one left the fight, yes.
And Nolan put him in a headlock and punched him like 7 times in the face. Just bop, 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 bop. Anyway, Mr. Yankee, great call as always. Always good to hear from you. We got to hit the break right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right after this.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy? Who this is? Tamika? You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic start. Girl, let me get a
best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine, cause you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Cause you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, cause I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
It's regatta time again with Sand Dollar and the Rollville Development Association in Exuma for the 78th Rollville Regatta and Homecoming. All roads lead to Exuma, July the 28th through August 1st for Sand Dollar giveaways all weekend. Get ready for live performances, gospel night, battle of the DJs, boat sailing, mixology competition, and so much more. Come and hang out with Digital Dollar. Use Sand Dollar at the regatta site to avoid having to worry about cash. Check out www.sanddollar.bs for more information about the digital dollar.
Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency in association with Tropical Gyros presents the 15th annual Laugh Fest. Laugh now, cry later. Live at Fusion Superplex. Starring your headliner, fresh off tour with DL Hughley and backed by popular demand, Bodacious. Get ready for your feature comedian, Cisco Duran.
I'll tell you right now, that's what fat people do, okay? Fat people look at other fat people and we judge each other, all right? I saw the way you looked at me when I got on stage. Like, you looked at me, it was like, oh my God. Hey, baby, I'm not that fat, right? Jesus Christ.
And get ready for some of the 242's funniest comedians, Das Quay, BJ, and Shad Fur. All hosted by the Bahamian King of Comedy, Naughty. Two big shows. Friday, July 29th and Saturday, July 30th at Fusion Superplex. General admission, $40. Limited VIP, $60. Tickets go on sale Monday, July 18th at Fusion Superplex. Laugh Fest 2022, brought to you by the Platinum Sponsors, Fine Threads, John Shoes, and KFC Nassau.
Joy being original. KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC original recipe burger. Or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right here, right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. People, get your Laugh Fest tickets, okay? Get your Laugh Fest tickets. I just got a little update from Fusion. Tickets moving fast. Starting to buzz. And this Thursday. So you know how it gets Friday. You know how it gets Saturday. So please, get them now. Get them now. Cop them now. So there's no headache. 40 for the general. 60 for the VIP. Fusion Box Office, or online at fusionsuperplex.com. All right. Pearl, are you there?
Hey, right here.
Down the home stretch we come. It's time to get into your favorite segment, Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And you still got a couple of minutes here on your way home. You remember they closed at 6. If you're on Rosetta and Mackie, pop on in. Let Tropical do the cooking for you today. They are definitely all G-double-O-D good. And big up to Tropical Gyros, man, and Chef Karma, man. Did not let me not do Laugh Fest. No, man, we can help you produce it. We need to make this happen. It's a brand naughty. So, yeah, Chef, I have much love, big guy. And definitely we're going to make it happen. And definitely Tropical Gyros off the chain. Of course, they're doing big things with Arawak X. You know, got that share offering going on, doing awesome. And the food is awesome as well. So if you haven't experienced Tropical Gyros, you need to today over there on Rosetta and Mackey Street. All right? 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All G-double-O-D good. All right? I tell you, the Greeks might have invented the gyros, but Chef Karma, he perfected it. All right. So who's in and who's out? But we were talking about B and Tendi being in New York.
I think it's a good move for New York. All of that doesn't come back. It doesn't really make you all a stronger team. That's what I'm saying. And, you know, Peter getting old, defensive. This baseball we talking, things happen. Stanton has an Achilles problem. They're not quite certain what the deal is with him yet. That could be a finisher.
That could be a game overer, a game changerer. That might be a reason now they revisit Judge. They might revisit Judge now that Achilles is bad, but Stanton.
Not only that, but now you say, wait, hold on. The Yankees picked up Benintendi. This dude ain't vaccinated yet. And they take the chance of going after him, knowing that they'll be able to convince him to get vaccinated. Because, bro, if you get vaccinated, we can be a playoff team. You can be there, blah, 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 blah. So all of that tells me something. That tells me something. Think about it.
Yeah, it could cause a lot of repercussions. So
I see the Padres. They look like the Padres are in as the front runner for Soto.
Yeah. Now, you know what's really getting me upset, Earl, though? And not to cut you off, but okay. I just saw a little something come across the wire. And it made me just think, now that the Royals have traded Benintendi, right? Uh-huh. They have apparently turned their corner on their youth movement. Vinny Pasquetano, Nick Prado, Nate Eaton, and Michael Massey have all made their big league debut over the last couple of weeks, right?
Yes.
With Pasquantino and Prado taking starting roles. Now, my question is, when are you going to move Salvi Perez out and get J.D. Martinez in there? Don't Blink champion. Who tore it up at AAA for the Royals last year? Why is he not in the equation?
Sometimes, and the Dodgers are good at this, sometimes teams look at a player and say, listen, all five of these players are major league ready. Naughty is the one we really have all the interest in. These are the four we could throw them in and bring, let them carry the team until we think Naughty's 100% ready to be successful. A lot of times they don't put young players in there to get their feedback like this in order for them to lose some confidence. I'm not saying that's what it is. This is just Earl's assessment. But I know a lot of them teams will hold back a player. Like the Dodgers got a player named Vargas who I think is major league ready, but they might keep JD Turner for another year or two and let this dude get more bats in. And the fact that they leave him in AAA means that he gets more bats in AAA, but more successful bats in AAA, so that he could work on hitting the fastball, work on hitting the changeup, looking at the slider. When he can't do that in the major leagues, you can't work on that in the batter's box. You got to be ready. So a lot of these things are factors when we doubt why a certain player hasn't gotten it to get us a cup of coffee yet or get in the lineup yet.
I don't know, man. It just scratches my head. And then if you follow them, then if they don't get the break, you look at them a couple of years later, they're out of baseball.
Sometimes, and we also got to look at, too, we're only seeing it from the surface. We don't know what other factors there are why they haven't brought him up yet. They know more than us. So sometimes you have to try, you know, especially if it's a team like the Yankees, team that you know has had success with the farm system and success players, to make them, and I'm just using the Yankees, and for the most part, Kansas City has a very successful farm system, history of farm system. They may know something you and I don't know. And the fact that they have been, I'll trust their judgment.
Most definitely. Especially with teams like who have a strong farm system. And the Royals are trying to rebuild that. That's why I think they took the three pitchers off the Yankees for Biantendi. Got two righties and a lefty. That's a pretty good deal. And the lefty is the sneaky one that you got to watch out for. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I was surprised, based on, but I heard some people surprised the Yankees let him go. Left-hand pitching is a premium.
Yeah. But you know, the Yankees, they'll spend if they need to.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll trade somebody if they got to. They ain't going to, you know, they ain't going to hold back. Yeah. So now we got to look at some NBA news, man, Pearly. What's going on with your Lakers?
I don't know what the hell they done.
Kind of like an impasse.
Yeah, I'm just right there sitting back. You know, I'm to the point I don't even read up on it anymore. All I say is, you know, when they pull the trigger, whatever they can pull the trigger on, I'll hear about it. Because one day it's we're going after Kyrie. Next day we're going after Buddy. The next day we're going after Eric Gordon. The next day they're looking at making another move for some other players for Clarkson and another guy there.
Yeah, I keep hearing that too.
You know, so all I'm saying is, you know, every day something different. I let me wait to see what they can do. Let me wait to see what they can do.
You got to be waiting to see with them, but boy, the waiting and seeing is taking so long.
GM is walking around Summer League like the cat that eats the chick, the bird. So like some deals have already been done. They definitely announcing some things yet. So let's wait to see what happens.
Yeah. They got NBA insiders predicting, you know, the LA is going to be the landing spot for Kyrie Irving and Buddy Hield.
I hearing that.
They keep sticking on that one right there. Sticking on that one hard. Apparently, there are three teams interested in Russell Westbrook for a salary dump. So you never know how that will pan out and play out. San Antonio might be a team in that equation. That decides to go that route and take on the salary in order to dump it, you know?
That'll be good. I mean, that'll be good. Then these guys come up with this scenario, the Knicks, the Jazz, the Nets, the Lakers, and Indiana. Well,
that's
just
all
five
the 18 teams.
That's
like half the league already you just named off there.
But I mean, the move works out to get Kyrie to the Lakers, KD to Utah. I mean,
Yeah, it was crazy.
So you got all these insiders, all these podcasts, all these guys coming up with all kinds of scenarios. I said, you know what? I'm not gonna listen to nothing. I'm just gonna wait to see what happens, and it should happen over the next few days. I'm more excited about what strings the Dodgers can pull to show up the team, considering the injuries you got and what happened. And I see my pitcher Henny came back and he gave me four strong innings. So, right now, whatever the Lakers do, so may it be.
All right. We're going to get to this break. And as the break chimes in, a lot of people hit me up today. Naughty, we can do some more jog jams today. You got any jog jams to go home with today, Earl? You got one or two you want to get on there?
Hey, goodbye.
All right, so let's get na 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 na, hey, hey, goodbye in there. I get that one on there for you. And then, you know, I think we need to play some Chumbawamba. That's a great jog jam. I get knocked down, okay. I get up again, and you're never going to see me out. I get knocked down. I'm talking about drinking, too.
I guess it's out of the question to do. We had a Dolphins one. That's out of the question. That's a job jam. I say you have to like it. I just asked you that out of the question.
You know what? Just because I want Laugh Fest to be a success, I can let you all have that one today. Because y'all ain't got too much time to play that during the season because y'all got suck. So, yeah, we may as well go ahead and let you get it in right now. So I'll make sure... My super producer has them lined up on the flip side of the break. So for Pearly, this your boy Naughty telling you to go get your Laugh Fest tickets at Fusion right now. They're going fast.
Yeah.
And we are out of here. We'll see you tomorrow for the Friday edition. And you got jog jams on the flip side of the break. All right? And remember. Yeah. And don't get used to this ish. This the last time we can end on songs. We'll play some jog jams, but y'all think I Zhivago, eh?
Huh? Refined style with elegant taste. And fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. We can pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Do you know that it's not necessary to renew your NIB Smart Card when the date on the card has expired? That's right. Renewal is not required for children ages 0 to 15. Or adults ages 16 to 59 years old. Persons who may apply to renew their NIB card include seniors turning 60 years old, children turning 16 years old, persons whose cards have been lost, damaged, or stolen, first-time Bahamian and permanent resident adults. Non-Bahamians may apply and will be issued a verification letter. For more information on NIB Smart Card renewal, go to nib-bahamas.com or visit our Facebook and Instagram pages today. This message is sponsored by the National Insurance Board.
Yeah.
Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number Miami has a Dolphin, the greatest football team. We drink the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins.